little pigs, they left their sty. They bade their mother a fond goodbye. Each his fortune he did try to prove them pigs of metal. One went east and one went west, the third by the road that he thought the best. Each in property did invest, in which he hoped to settle. The first little pig built a nest of hay. He didn't have any foundations to lay. A big bad wolf, he came that way, called on him to surrender. Oh, little pig, let me come in. Oh, no, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin, I'll huff and I'll blow your house in. Oh, wasn't he sweet and tender? The next little pig built a timber shack, 'twould keep the weather from off his back, and he hoped to be safe from any attack. But the wolf, he thought, how easy. Oh, little pig, let me come in. Oh, no, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin, well, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. Oh, wasn't he rich and greasy? The third little pig built a house of brick. The walls were 18 inches thick. He thinks to himself, this'll do the trick. The wolf can do his worst. A little pig, let me come in. Oh no, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin. Well, I'll huff and I'll blow your house in. And he blew till he darn near burst. For he huffed and he puffed like a turbo jet. If he'd not lost his breath, he'd be puffing there yet. He thinks to himself, some trap I must set, if this little pig's to be taken. Oh, little pig, won't you come out? For apples and turnips lie round about. The little pig laughed at him up his snout, 'cause he always saved his bacon. Then the wolf completely lost control. He tried to get into the chimney hole, but he fell right into the casserole. Oh, how the broth did bubble! Then the little pig plied his knife and fork, for pigs like wolf more than wolves like pork. Many a bottle did lose its cork in toasting the end of his trouble. When he'd recovered from his carouse, he courted the very sweetest of sows, took her back home to a fine brick house, to live in honour and glory. And five little pigs in time did come. One went to market and one stayed at home. One had roast beef, the other had none. But that's another story.